Some people call me the smoking. You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice.
You know what's remarkable about that song? This is in the days before auto-tuning. Auto-tuning, friends, is when the singers can sing and the computer will make certain they sing on pitch. I can't remember the name of the artist. Who is that?
Lots of them. Most of them.
No, I'm talking about who we
were. Oh, that's Steve Miller.
Steve Miller, right.
Steve Miller.
And when he goes way up for those high notes and he just hits them without any auto-tuning is very, very impressive.
It is.
Very good stuff. Debbie.
Yes.
What's on your calendar for today for the United Way?
We are busy over at United Way. We have a lot of things going on. One of the things that I just wanted to touch on, because a lot of people don't know exactly how we're involved in the community and the different things that we're doing. And when you hear United Way, it's, oh, fundraiser, you're going to take money out of my paycheck, that type of thing. But it's we touched on it a little bit last week that it's so much more than that. And so one of the really important things that we're embarking on right now is we commissioned I'm on the board for United Way of Illinois as well. Mm-hmm. And so that we're doing some things statewide.
Sure.
And statewide and locally, we commissioned a report on Alice families. And I'll explain what that is. And the Balance Foundation here in Macon County.
It's a fine group.
It is. And they funded this so that we could get this report done.
Perhaps some people are unfamiliar, but the Balance family has a trust and a charitable organization set up. And they issue grants to organizations across the city.
Exactly. And I get to work with them and bring to them what, based on our framework, the things that we know are top priorities and different areas that really need investment.
And we're talking substantial dollars.
Yes, right. Yes. And so, and that's one of the things we do. It's not all about just giving to United Way, but if there's something out there that we're working on, we're like, you know, we're not raising all the money in this community. I mean, if we raised as much money as was asked from us, we would have to triple what we're able to raise.
Right.
And so when people talk about a goal, we're like, man, if we really wanted a goal that would help our community, it's going to be millions and millions and millions, not just, you know, 1.6. And so that gives us the opportunity then to go out to other organizations that have capacity that, and we can say, this is a huge priority. We know if we are able to serve more clients in this area, it's going to start changing some things.
So in other words, you're using the resources of your staff to go and find funding outside of the community to bring it back to Decatur.
Exactly. Or just here locally.
Right.
Like, and so like a foundation that doesn't typically give to United Way, we're saying we're cool with that, but here's some things that really need help. And can you help with that? And so we're able to do that. And we've actually, you know, we went and talked to some foundations before as a group. And one of the things I asked is, how do you decide what to fund? And the main thing that people said was I knew the person that asked. Right. And so they trust them. And it sounded like a good thing.
It's a difficult thing. I have this observation. It's apparently the forecasters tell us within the next few years, the greatest transfer of wealth in the world, in history, pardon me, is about to take place as baby boomers pass off the money they received from their builders' generation, pass it off to the next generation. And a lot of those baby boomers, and particularly the people in front of them, the builders, have set up these foundations that have some funds. And I say this with – so let me say it this way. We raised $1 million for a project a few years ago, and it was 1.1 we raised, and we said we're going to give away the first $100,000. You know that giving away that $100,000 was way more difficult than we had anticipated.
Exactly. Because and here's the thing, it is hard because you want to make sure that you're responsible with the investment and that you're doing the best thing for the community.
It took us a year. We raised the money quite quickly. I say this with. Hear me. People are very generous. People want to be generous. And we said, we need $1 million for this project, and we're going to raise 1.1. We're going to give away $100,000 to community organizations that have no connection to First Christian Church. And then trying to figure out, how are we giving away that $100,000? Right. Took us a year.
Yeah. Because how do you know that they need the money? I mean, it's such a difficult, yes. And that's where we come in. And that's where, we try to make it easy for, organizations like yours, where if you don't know what to do with this, mm-hmm. and you want some guidance, some ideas,
well, fortunately,
we can help with that.
John Guymon, who is on your board, was on this team that was responsible for spending this money. So we tapped into all your stuff.
Yes.
We tapped into everything that you guys knew already.
Yes.
And used that money, that information tremendously. So you probably never don't even know that story.
I do. Didn't want to say anything because I didn't know if I was supposed to say anything
air.
But yes, John and I, we had many conversations about that. And, what are the true needs and yeah. What can we do to really make a difference? And so we were happy to help. That's what we want. We want people to say, not just this looks like a good thing or this is a fun type of thing, but is it really going to change somebody's life? We want people to be self-sufficient in our community.
That was what we were shooting for. There are points when people need, they need an emergency cash influx right now.
Yes.
Because we had a fellow walk in out of the bitter cold one day this week, Tuesday, I think. He was so cold he was crying.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat literally in the front office for probably 45 minutes to get warmth. He made a few phone calls. And I watched him in the front office of our building sobbing how cold he was and what was he going to do next. Now that, we immediately put food in him.
Right.
We had the kitchen team come get some food for him. We put some cash in his hand and said, okay, we're going to help you today in your immediate crisis. But we've got to figure out what brought you to the place where you're in this crisis. Can we help that? Because
exactly.
That's a far more healthy and a more holistic approach.
Yes. And that's where 211 comes in. So if you don't know what to do when you're in that situation, call 211 and they will help you find where this person needs to go for the help that they need. And any agency is going to help you find a solution and put that person on that path so that they're not out in the cold. We look at food pantries not as we look at that as a measurement of the community. That's a great measuring tool because.
What do you mean by that?
So we know it's important to feed people. We don't want anybody hungry. But they're in a separate line item in our plan. So we have lines of effort, and those are things that we're working towards to improve in the community.
It would be wonderful if we lived in a community where the food pantries weren't needed. That's
exactly.
That what you're trying to say?
And so when those numbers start going down, when they're seeing less people, then things are changing in our community. And so that's a great way to measure what's happening. If their numbers are doubling, then all of this other stuff isn't working because we shouldn't have this much need. And so things like that are things that we measure and see where our community's at. We get data on, I believe we're probably about 30,000 people in Macon County that are on Medicaid.
Right.
And, that's a huge percent of our population.
Third of our population.
Yes.
Basically.
And we're not saying that that's not a judgment of these folks, but what's that next step? What can we do?
To be on Medicaid indicates a certain income level or lower.
Exactly.
And so you're saying, okay, how do we help them get on the other side of that?
Exactly. And that's bringing this back around to what's termed now an acronym, ALICE families. And that is what people used to call the working class poor.
Right.
But that's not a great term to call somebody.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And so ALICE is asset limited, income constrained, and employed. So that's your employed population who is one sick kid away from missing work for one day and losing their job.
I'm mindful of this, that if you're making $10 an hour working full-time,
yes.
Which a lot of people are,
yes,
your income is less than $25,000 annually.
Right. And so
that's not very much.
No.
The poverty level is what, 30,000? Is that
So that was Medicaid. Our poverty rate in Macon County, I believe, is 14%. don't quote me on that, anybody. I believe it's at 14% right now. And the Alice families are, they're not in that.
Right.
They're over that poverty line, but they're still in a position where if they have a flat tire on their car and they're late for work, they miss their, you know, a day of pay that day, and then they can't pay their rent. And then so and it snowballs.
Let's do this. We'll take a break because we're late for a break, and we'll come back and see what we can do about how people can help today.
Perfect.
All right. We'll do this. We're visiting with Debbie Bogle, who is, she's in charge of all things in charge down at the United Way. And we'll see how you today, here it is on the 23rd of January, 2020, how at 9 o'clock today you can make a difference in one person's life. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. News Talk 1340 WSOY.
Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. We're going to have some snow likely before 11 a.m. and then some rain later and a high of 36. Tonight, more rain and more snow. It should leave about an inch of snow accumulation and a low of 32. For Friday, rain and snow is likely mainly before noon. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high of 36. And for Saturday, cloudy with a high of 34. Quick reminder that all Pana schools are out today due to weather. It's 33 degrees out there and 8:54.
Central Illinois Vision Center has provided exceptional care, resulting in the best quality outcomes for their patients, and they are currently accepting new patients. Their no-shot, no-stitch cataract surgery will correct all of your distance, reading, and astigmatism issues. Visit their office at 2442 Illinois 121 by the fairgrounds, or call 233-3101.
Over time, soil pressure against a basement foundation wall and soil expansion from periods of being wet and frozen can cause basement walls to crack and bow in. Don't wait until it's too late to make repairs. Protect your family and your home's investment. Get a free estimate from Woods Basement Systems, this area's highest rated, most reviewed basement D experts. Call toll-free 866-851-5061 or go online to woodsbasementsystems.com. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Dear Snowplow, you're always pushing it, which I totally respect. Because with RAV4 LE's all-wheel drive and multi-terrain select, I go almost anywhere I want, in almost any conditions. And with over 200 horses under the hood, I dare almost any storm to try and stop me. In a Highlander, I've got all the room I need to roam with spacious seating for up to 8, an available 3.5-liter V6 that's revved up and ready for whatever's next, and a bold front grille that says, I'm all business. See, not everybody's got what it takes to lead. So you can feel free to follow me or get out of my way. Your move, Toyota SUVs.
Right now, you can get $2,500 cash back on a new 2019 Toyota Highlander. Toyota, let's go places.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA. Down payment may be required. Must be applied to the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Does not include taxes, license, title, registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college, grad, or military rebate. Varies by region. See dealer for details. All friends, 2320.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We got to end the day with a little Motown. I love it. Keep it playing there for just a minute. We got to hear it.
Oh, you'll get to hear it as we're fading you out. Don't worry.
Oh, it's the fade out music.
Yeah, you've only got a minute with Debbie.
Nick's there. Like, I got you.
So, yeah. Debbie, the question is, what can we do today to change someone's life through the United Way?
You can volunteer. You can help us decide where to put the money by participating in our investment process. You can give to United Way that stays here locally. You can call us at 422-8537 or go on our website and learn more about us at uwdecatur.org.
What's the website again?
uwdecatur.org.
UnitedWay.decatur.org.
And everything's on there. You can see where we've invested into the community over the last 2 years, what those programs are. You can see all of that information.
I was here downtown early this morning. 20 to 6 or something like that. A couple people walked by. One person rode by, and I thought, man, they're out early already.
Yes.
But it's not just those situations. We're talking about families. We're talking about people real people with real kids and real needs, and you can make a difference. So
exactly.
Reach out to the United Way today. Great stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hey, thanks for serving the community.
Thank you very much.
And good stuff. With that, ladies and gentlemen, this gig for Wayne Kent has come to a close. The biggest fear of sleeping through an alarm has been alleviated. I made it all through all those. And I thank you for the station for thanks to the station for giving me the trust, for trusting me to not screw it up too bad. And in the meanwhile, Brian Biles will be back on Monday. Kevin Brahaney's tomorrow. And all the world will be copacetic and normal come Monday, right?
Be all back to
all
the
back
norm.
To whatever it is. Yeah. Have a great day. Keep it safe out there in the snow. And God bless you.